Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay. We are listening to the Blog Talk Radio Show Network and Cosmic Philosopher and Timothy Aldred. And good to be on this edition. I thank you for tuning in. And back with more thoughts about who we are and where we come from. I noticed that our world has lost its identity. The civilized world lost its identity. And I'm telling you, I am very conscious of what I read in the World History textbook. I know something is very wrong. It is easy to see what's wrong if you were brought up in the church. If you were brought up in the church And if you have grown psychologically, it's easy to see the difference between historic knowledge from Christianity knowledge. Because your sense of right would easily discover the ideology of Christianity. You would easily find that Christianity is a dark, dark mentality. Criminal. You would find that out. I grew up in church, and it may take a while. You might not. And I take a long, long time. So most people would, I expect to see it quicker than I do, quicker than I did. Since I have found out what Christianity is, it took me a while to know enough. However, when I fully understand what Christianity is, opposed to history, I have a sophisticated disdain for Christianity, because I get to find out that Christianity is a sodomite concept, homosexual concept. They just change the name from sodomy and call a concept Christianity, because they always pick names that sounds positive. Names that sound positive. And I can see clearly why African people are buried up into the Christian concept. It's hard to get rid of. Very hard to get rid of, because you become a loyal person to the concept. Once you become convinced, you become loyal, and therefore you see things upside down. It's hard to identify what goes down from what goes up. It's not a joke. It is not a joke. When your mind gets spoiled, you know, it's not an easy thing to bring yourself back to sanity. Just happens to be something that it's not easily corrected. No, you can't correct a spoiled mind easily. Mm-mm. It just do not. Now, what I want to say, for real, since now I understand, I have to just be real and the good word that I read tells us about You know, this is some portion of the Bible. Portion of the Bible. The church and Christianity don't preach. But there are places in the Old Testament that are forthright and straightforward in telling you what is right from what is wrong. Imagine when you read in the Bible that tells you it doesn't read like in the Psalms that loosely tell you about, you know, God and, you know, and zigzag foolishness. There's some serious things in the Bible that Christians don't bother with, you know. Yes, there are really serious things in the Bible that will lead your mind to a certain consciousness, and even if you don't get it from the very start, like in the beginning, but you will sense that something is going on, and the Christian Bible is not really doing a good job at telling you what is in the beginning. God creates this and create that. The New Testament is not telling you that. In the Old Testament, you get something about in the beginning. And there are things there that are good, but they mix it up with a whole bunch of lies and crooked sayings to where Genesis, I cannot call the Bible God holy word. I just can't, because it's like 66 books, and the 66 books are not written by the same author, right? So there's problem throughout the Bible, because there is no one author that takes control of anything. So if you get some things in there that tells you some things that you know, it makes sense to you, but you will have to go someplace else to find some more things like that, because the Bible as a whole, when you read through a couple of the Old Testament chapters that tells you something that makes sense, you have to be done with the Bible, because if you go to other books in the Old Testament, it's lying to you. And place in the Bible that lies are important places where you are just settling down to hold on to what the concept you were reading, like say someplace in the book of Isaiah or Jeremiah, right? And you will read some nice little things in Psalms and Proverbs. But they drag those things through the mud as well. So the Bible as a whole, with that type of a makeup, you can't say the Bible is the word of God. You'd have to separate those things, take them out from the Bible, and put them in a class by themselves. But having the Bible as it is, you can't call the Bible a word of God. Because you have to separate the sheep from the goat then, right? All right, one of the things that I want to tell you about, is, I think it's Genesis 12, where it talks about, see, they're talking about Abraham, and right away, they're mixing up Abraham, who is a what you'd call, in the era, if it's talking about real time event with Abraham, it would have to be in the BCE era, not AD Anno Domini. But they start mixing up AD Anno Domini in the Old Testament. They are mixing up New Testament subject matter, like Jesus Christ, into the Old Testament. And it's not like the prophecy of Isaiah that is telling you something is to come and the fulfillment would be written in the New Testament. It's a lot of a mud that they are mixing up here when it comes to the subject matter of Abraham. Why are they mixing up Abraham in the Old Testament with a Jesus Christ theme? But these mucky white people that write the Bible, they begin to poison what is in the Old Testament with Jesus, that is a New Testament subject matter. See that? All right. How do I relate that to you? What they are telling you about Abraham is a lie. And as a matter of fact, I want to relate to you the truth, the fact about, the fact about Abraham in the Old Testament. That the Old Testament, they scam, they put a lot of scam in the Old Testament so that it's difficult for you to discover a concept that the Bible is the Word of God when you don't realize that it's a lot of code that they're writing on cross-breeding subject matter in the Bible, and you don't realize it because you believe in the Bible and you believe in the revelation and mystery of God in the Bible. So you read these twisted things and you think they are all right. You know, you just hold it as the Word of God, and of course, you don't have that level of perception, or let's say that you were already oriented with positive for you to readily spot say something is wrong. That's not the way we are. From it get-go, when we believe into the teachings of the Bible and we swallow the Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and you learn a lot of lies in that, when you go to the New Testament, you don't even know how to look for the fulfillment of Isaiah. Because you're reading a whole bunch of foolishness in the New Testament, which is supposed to have the fulfillment of the Messiah shall be a king and sit upon the throne. It's not covered in the New Testament as a fulfillment. There is nothing fulfilled, but something else takes the place where the fulfillment should be go and write all kind of nonsense that is not relevant to the fulfillment of Isaiah 9:6-7. So everything the Christian is rejoicing in is based on falsehood. All right. So I want to show you, and then in a book that is written by author is a European. Anything that come from European, you don't want to touch that. You don't want to mingle yourself with anything that is European. Because, for one, we are unsuspecting victim. When you read the Bible that is edited and established by European, who claim that they are the people who in government that rule the world. And, you know, you getting into this whole bunch of whole frying pan type of a foolishness and don't know. I am a victim of that. I so happen to get to read in my older age and find out. So I want to tell you what you read about Abraham, I think, beginning the 12th chapter of Genesis. I want to show you what sodomite white people write about us Africans in a book that they call World Perfect, the Jews' Civilization. This cycle is going hard for ordinary reader to understand. Because I'm talking to you out there now, right? And come along with me now. World, WORLD, perfect, PERFECT, right? And you can see at the head of the book on the front page, you see they have a lot of look like women dressed in white from their head. You can see a little of their face, but other than that, they are in white raiment. And then they show you over the line to the right, looks like another set of people, and look, mostly men in like jacket, neckties, and some in like white top shirt. It's another group of people, and it has a third section where it shows like a couple of women in white top, and you see like a few men sitting in chairs, like they're probably studying or something like that. This is a book that everyone in the world should read. And why? They believe that whatever they have written, it is so convoluted that a ordinary reader is not going to understand exactly the content of this book, because they rig it. And the person, like the way I grew up in the church and things like that, reading it with no good sense of my own, I am not going to be able to figure out the scam that I am reading. When they talk about Jews, the Jewish impact on civilization, I am going to ask you, who do you think is the Jews with the impact on civilization? Is this talking about the same set of people? Or, I mean, is Jews different people from the civilization? Or civilization and Jews mean the same thing? Listen how they phrase it. The Jewish impact, that means the Jews. Who are the Jews with the impact on civilization? Are Jews civilized people who have an impact on civilization? Do you think so? What sense does it make to say Jewish people have impact on civilization? That don't sound adversarial, no. Because you'd have to put it in a context where the Jewish people work towards making civilization a great thing. That would be all right. But that's not what these people are saying. How do I know? It is because white people are subverting African people. You know how they go down to, they follow us into Palestine, the white people there. And remember how they invade us in Palestine. And it took many years for the whole thing to settle in a certain way. Because they wanted, well, you know by now that white people like seize everything African people have. Don't you know that? With AD and Adamani, they take over the whole Western world. And what the Western world was like, there was a time nobody at all inhabited the Western world. The Western world was sitting there, and nobody settled there. We read about how these white people never spoke a language. They come from a different species that were not human beings. So what you see of white people now as human beings, you have a lot of lessons to learn to know where they're coming from and what is their species, because the species is what identify their origin, their bloodline, their taxonomic. I don't know if I am saying this for and making clarity, somebody's understanding what I'm saying. Go back 2,000 years ago, right? That's basically where the context of this book is coming from, right? And somebody wrote and was giving adoration to the book and saying that everybody in the world should read it. This is Kirk Douglas, actor and author of My Stroke of Luck, right? Kirk Douglas, all right? And remember, it has three sets of people up at the top of the cover, and I do believe that these people that they put up there, I guess, is a picture of civilization, a mixture of people, it appears so. But now dealing with world perfect. So talking about whatever happened into the peopled world, it is a perfect world. All right? So here it says the Jewish impact. So you have to decide who are the Jewish people with the impact on civilization. Who are the civilization? Now, I can break it apart and tell you that 2,000 years ago, under the invasion and conquest of the white people, if you want to call them white people, but just bear in mind what the species is. Hominin, clearly hominin primates, right? And they are also defined in history as apes. White people come from apes. But what bring white people to look like humans and are considered now, and their posturing is like a human and like equal with human beings. So they brought themselves into the human class by doing something. And that is something that everybody should know about what we call white people. They are no more flat-faced man of Kenya, but they are in history as such. So what you were back then 2,000 years and what you look like today, it just may not be the same thing. So it's going to take some knowledge now. This Bible that we have, if we know history very well about humanity and who is civilized and who is human from not human, you could guide yourself through these kind of things, these writings. But if you don't have a good sense of history, you will be lost reading this Bible and this Bible that they call Word Perfect. And you will be confused with a lot of things that you read. So I got to a point where I begin to read and begin to have interest in history and things. So I emerged to be somebody much more enlightened than I was. Yeah. I'm much more enlightened than I was, and I don't have anybody that is tutoring me, but to grasp and comprehend and able to distinguish between what is making sense and what is not making sense in a linguistic manner. All right. So I'm telling you now, we are in the Western world maybe 50,000 years ago. And these invaders coming from back in Europe and Asia. All right. We Africans, we came from Africa, South Africa. That's where we were created first. We are not evolved like the primates, where the white people origin come from. The white people have done something that totally withdraw them their natural hominid character. They have removed the looks of themselves and character of them from their actual species and more now look human beings. Something they did that caused that. Now, if you don't get to know that, you won't understand the Bible. You won't understand this book, World Perfect, by Ken Spiro. K-E-N-S-P-I-R-O. Ken Spiro. I think if Ken Spiro is sitting anywhere and listening me talk about his book, if he's alive, because I don't know what his age is, but I do imagine that he could be alive. I don't know when this book was published, you know. Trying to see if I could. Okay. Ken Spiro. Okay, I think 2002. Yes. I think this book was 2002. And he's a sodomite European. And he's dibble and dabbling into civilization. It's the reason why even African people today don't know what civilization is. You see, like, when did civilization came on the planet Earth? When? And he is a sodomite, and now he's writing for African people. A sodomite don't write anything for African people. And you know what? They would, like, piss up their clothes if they hear me talk like this, because they think we would never have any sense again from they done dash some of them bad disease blood in our blood. You hear me? It's a good thing I am alive and well and live to be able to see something like what I'm telling you here, because it is a privilege to understand that Abraham is nothing of what you read about in the Bible. Since we all grow up and accept the Bible with monotheism God, Abraham who found God out of this cloud of the sky, and he was the first human being to find God. That's what these fuckers, that's what these batty fuckers, white people, that's where they come from. You probably don't know that and cannot appreciate the way I'm talking about white people. You don't know them, so I'm telling you about them. A.D. Anadamani, that's not government, but they brought it in like government. And they steal everything from African people and say it's theirs. Yes. Yes. If you know what I'm saying, you're set free, because I'm telling you the truth. And the truth sets you free. And when you believe something that is not true and you don't know anything to convince you to what is true, well, you're going to stay there. And you will die believing nonsense because you don't know no better. But if when you're alive, you are able to come to your senses, like if you hear somebody talking something and, you know, you're intrigued by what you hear, and you say, wow, what I know don't have no bottom, so I want to listen to something that has a bottom, you know, of roots. All right. Well, I'm telling you that this guy here, everything is in this book, and it is talking about Ken Spiro. He said, Library of Congress. Ken Spiro, World Perfect, The Jews' Impact on Civilization. Ken Spiro includes bibliography, references, and civilization, Jews, Jewish influence, you know, and this is the wicked evil. that these white people represent, because they are actually taking on the character of African people. That's what this book is about. Okay? So this homosexual man is working at it. He's, you know, he writes very better than me and stuff like that. You see? And he is presenting us, the African people, name and character, that it's not us. He's misrepresenting us and bringing themselves as white people, as people who were created by Adam, by God, created Adam and Eve. They are present themselves like they were also created in the Garden of Eden with by Adam and Eve. Nothing don't go so. So when them get to write the Bible and talk about Abraham and Abraham's seed and all that, we believe it. Because it's difficult for you to know from the get-go, this book is lying, and these people are getting to talk, because they never spoke. Millions of years they never talked, nothing. Okay? So it goes to show you, they never begin to talk until they met up with African people who are civilized. White people have no civilization at all, except they're mingling with African people. And that's a fact. And if you think I'm joking, I have a number here. Anybody can call me either today, or call me if you hear this show at some point, because they erasing a lot of my shows. These sodomite fucking ass white people. And they're out there as government. And they are none of what they proclaim to be. It's just for us to come and read and find out and say, there is the gate, get out. That's all there is to be. Because they cannot affirm anything they claim to be. From, if they claim to be European, yes. But since when? We know that now. I know that now. I know when they went into Europe. And I know where they came from and going to Europe. I know that in history. Can't fool me no more. And guess what? Preaching like somebody who will read Bible all day long and believe Bible. I've been through the Bible. And now I have a high school reading level, right? And I used to read fourth grade level and wasn't managing much of any issue. But when I graduate high school, I could do fairly well in, like, with this book, Ken Spiro wrote. I can do well with this in understand the structure and the topics that he covers. I know what is what. I know what is what. These white people who go around and steal everything and talking about government and stuff, they don't, look, they learn government from us. Okay? So what I want you to understand is that this civilization that they're talking about in here, they know what they're talking about. They're not telling the truth about it, because they want to, what they engage in, I mean, coming from the history of the past, I'm not like going to the beginning of the history. I'm telling you, these people are coming from a history that knows them well and who they are in origin, just like I do, and I would represent it in the fact, in the truth of what I read and know it is. So they will know, anytime white people hear me talking, they will, you know, keep shy, stay away. They will not face me, because I know what I'm saying, and it will be true. They can't find anything to say I'm lying. You see, so they are the worst of everything. I don't need to worsen up them, their character, because they are the worst of any character on planet Earth, white people. You see, and why somebody may be shook up and cannot appreciate the way I am talking about white people, it is because you don't read and know about them. You don't read and know about them. Because anybody reads and know about white people, you can't have anything good to say about them. You got to be an idiot and don't know what you read about them. Okay? I mean, my reading level take me to where I understand white people. And I know that white people are in a wrong position, because now I'm telling you, they need to find themselves in Europe. White people need to find themselves in Europe. And that's no joke I am making at all. Okay? And we are coming up to that. You will soon see white people back in Europe. That's no joke. You hear them talking about our country. It's not their country. Because we are in the Western world almost, let's say, 40,000 or 50,000 years before they come here. And invading and conquesting and stuff like that, and teach our own people to conquest us. Yeah, our own people. And it's going to take us to, well, to read and understand, because you have a lot of people. I have a brother, a PhD, and he's still in the church and be as fool as a whole cat or something like that. Still cannot understand what has taken place in the world and by whom. It's hard. But I, who come up in this, you know, poverty-stricken kind of life, slavery and all kind of foolishness, I get to find out exactly what happened and why we were taken slaves and all that kind of stuff. So nobody is going to, like, face me and want to get down into identity. They're not facing me, you see? Because the first thing I really want to know about somebody who really wants a chat, I'm going to ask them for their identity. And I'm not asking them for, like, you know, what you call modern time identity. I want antiquity identity. Yes, that's the identity, because, I mean, modern identity is quack, 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 quack. That's right. That's right. So we have been made what I call, we are made mentally retarded, and that's a fact. And I'm not talking about the context where, you know, we are in Jamaica and we feel good as Jamaicans, or our neighbors in the West Indies. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about we have been duped, brainwashed, and retarded, you know, and having atrophy and forget ourselves. So all we are going on with in the West Indies is the brainwashing, taking through slavery. And these white people do whatever they want to do with us and begin to teach us something about the church. They had the opportunity before our generation come along. They had opportunity to brainwash our ancestors since 100,000 years ago. They had the upper hand. And that's why we are struggling so hard today. There is the knowledge of history that we must read and understand. Not just read a couple pages of something, but read like the world is a textbook from the beginning to the end. It's a big work to read. But if you read it, you don't have to read it all to get the right sense of what happened. But it would be good if you can study it all. Now, you know that it's not a one-day thing. No, I don't think so. Not at all. Or a one-week thing to digest and to get good memory of what you read. It would be something that you prolong to get real acquainted with what happened over time that we really ought to know. You want to know the first, what you call, species. Don't say anything else. Say species, and then you can add what species you're talking about. And you will hold things together if you do that. But if you begin to talk about human being versus hominid, it gets too confusing. So begin to use the right identity, and that is species. You can't miss with that. Today, in what these sodomites doing in America, when they like doing surveys want to know the different types of people in Jamaica, and they want to know if you're black, if you're Hispanic, and stuff like that. You see, those kind of stuff, we think it's okay, right? But it's not okay. You know what we are required to do is by these sodomite hominid creatures. I don't like to call them people or not like that, because they are not human beings. White people are not human beings. And I am saying it here, and you don't have one person to call me on this radio. 347-850-1358. Look, if I am wrong, I bet you somebody would call me and tell me I'm wrong. When I tell you white people are not human beings, I mean, you may say, what is he talking about? Because not in a full moon are you able to figure that out if you don't read and know, or, you know, hear somebody tell you that. We are in hellfire burning because of these hominid species people, and we don't know it. Psychologically, it's a very, very strenuous thing to understand how somebody can lead you astray and you don't know that they are leading you astray. I mean, it's like they show a case where a man marry a woman, the woman has two children, but the man has a child before he married to this woman. And the man, the woman that the man married, it's just a case was on. Maybe some people may hear me talking about, yes, it was on TV. It's a African woman and an African man. Three children are involved, right? So two children is the wife that he married. And then there is the mother for his other child, and their grandmothers are involved. There was some kind of shuffling about who the outside girl is going to stay with, and that there was I think the whole put together started when that first girl was about 3 years of age. So then later on, as the man married his wife, his wife did not like the outside girl, and there was something that that girl could stay with the grandmother, and there was some shuffling about where that child should stay. And somehow, the mother for the outside child gave custody to the father. So now the custody is on the father. So it's up to the father now to decide where he wants his child. Now, it so happens that while the outside child was with the father's wife, she takes, you know, a very hateful attitude to the little girl and begin to abuse this little girl. The father worked two jobs, right? And the wife used to have a job, and for what is going on with the outside girl, she lost her job, right? And she blames that little girl for her losing her job. All right. The point I'm trying to show you is how your brain can work. You can be internally blind, and not just outside blindness. Your inner eye that reasons, that lets you know things, right? Good or bad. When if somebody tell you anything, it's not your outside eyes know things about what you have heard. It is your inner, what is called the pineal eye, within at the back of your two eye socket. It's that computer that sees and anything you externalize see, it goes right into your mind's eye. That's the pineal eye, they call it. A small little thing in your brain. All right. So you can be internally blind, that when people tell you things or show you signs, you don't perceive it. Your outside eye see it, but your internal eye don't interpret it at all. And this is the problem with African people today. We are being hypnotized by these white people and led astray mentally. Okay? That we are being a people who are brainwashed until we do not know that we are being taken for a fool, and that we are losing our proper intellect when we were leaving Africa and come to the Western world. Something happened to us, and we have not, until this day, a lot of people don't realize, and all the disease and old bunch of death and a lot of things that have been happening to us is because of them, these sodomite hominids or bipedal, you can call them too, right? Because they first walk upright on earth. It wasn't us human being. They were millions of years before us. So anytime you hear somebody talk about Africans were first, you have to put a context to what first are you talking about? Because the history, the source that tell us about all we come about, don't tell us that we were first. We were not bipedal walking upright on two legs. We are first to talk. You, because we are hybrid human being mixed with two different type of blood. That is the right blood for us as hybrid people. Okay? So we are hybrid and different type of people, both in skin color, hair quality, and, you know, yeah, like Chinese, Indian, and stuff like that. We come from the same blood, but different types of a group of people, you know, see what I mean? So but we are all hybrid. We are all created talking people. But not so with the bipedal hominids of Europe. You see? And they are branded Europe because they spend a lot of millions of years in South Africa until they wanted to go to a cooler place than Africa. And they go over from Africa into Europe. That's why these what we call them now, white people we call them, yeah, they are called European because 1.5 million years, they go up there. You see, when we get to know what has happened, the world is different that time, when we know. But because we don't know, a lot of things going on and trial and tribulation every day, and we can't get over it. The church and all that we grew up into and feel happy about it. We don't know anything else. Church is the best thing. We Christian. We do all married, all kind of thing. The church is the highest form of entertainment on what, you know, makes us feel good. And it is not. It's not the right thing. Church is not. The teaching is not for us. Nothing about the church. The church is good to be a cub where you can store things in there or do other things in there. A lot of things that you can do in those buildings. But it is not for worship for African people. Now, when are you going to be able to be convinced of that? It's hard for you to be convinced of that. Because that's what you know. No, so think of what I'm saying about the mind that is inside behind the socket of your eyes. Back there, you have a eye they call the third eye in your head. All right? And that's where you can be messed up if you believe all kind of foolishness and stuff like that. So I am telling you that man had married to that woman, and I mean, you know, they're fairly young people, you know. But the man was working two jobs, and he's brainwashed by his wife because she began to frame the little girl and talk all kind of things and complain to the father how his daughter is rude, is bad, and everything that's bad. But it seems like that first daughter of the man, based on my perception of the whole thing, it seems like this woman, being of dark complexion, and her children seem to not as nice looking as the other, you know, as the man's daughter. So therefore, it's like, she probably suffering from inferiority complex and decide to take the child out of school and starve the child to kill it. And that's what happened. Now, you know what happened to her in the end of the trial? She got death penalty for that. And you might think, oh, really? Yeah, but what she did is the way she did it. It was cold-blooded. It was just mad, crazy kind of a hatred for a child, and the reason why she wanted to get rid of the child, and like no remorse. Now, I said she was demon-possessed, that woman. Demon-possessed. Anytime a demon possess you, your inner eye is done. God, you'll never reason good again. That demon is going to like tell you what to think and how to feel. A demon will possess you like that. Anyway, what I began to tell you is how we African people are brainwashed, how we become retarded, and we think we are as good as we are supposed to be. We think we are natural. We are not natural. We are coming through a time when our psychology was crushed up by a lot of different things that should not be an experience. We shouldn't have an experience of those things. All right? And this brainwashing and bad blood, I mean, through some methods, by sex and by other means, these hominid, we call them white people, their blood get into our system. And from Africa to the Western world, by the time we get here and establish ourselves in the Western Hemisphere, we were at a much lower mental power than when we left Africa 100,000 years ago. We were people of lower mental, what you call it, you know, our senses, we have lost like 90% of our senses. And that sounds like, oh, we would be walking and staggering all over the place. No, it don't work like that. It doesn't work like that. Subtle, we have lost the properties of our minds in all kinds of ways. And it's a big chunk of our brain that has been poisoned, or, you know, like COVID-19, you know, get some virus from these white people. White people, everybody's supposed to know by now that they have bad blood called rhesus blood. They are a different species from us. We are not supposed to mix with them. And that's exactly what they do. They come now, they live among us. They are homosexual, and they know all of those things, and they still come because, guess what? They see that we don't have enough sense to protect ourselves. And they are exploiting us right now. These faggots. That's what you really need to call them. That's a name for them. They're a faggot. I mean, not some of them, all of them. It's because they're a culture. They come here and look at what they do. Bring in their federal government and make laws to marry man and man fucking each other, woman and woman fucking each other, woman fucking dog, dog fucking woman, man a fuck dog. That's the kind of people white people are. They are nothing else. And they gone to a height in the world, educationally, until they are actually unstoppable by, if you don't have what it takes to send them to the abyss, they will get rid of you. Yeah, these white people. So if you know the history and you know what you're talking about, they don't want a part of you. They'll stay away, right? But staying away in America from us, in America, no. If you know the history and where we're coming from and what we are supposed to be, look into the World History Textbook for Government. Into the World History Textbook, I think is Page 31, Into the World History Textbook. I'm going to prove to you, I know what I'm talking about. And these, when I tell you that these, what to call them, white people, I'm not joking. I'm not joking because, you see, they think that we don't have any sense and they can toy with us. They're going to find out, no, that's not true. That's not true. You know where you come from? Go find there, because it's not going to go down like this. You see those tornadoes out there? Yeah, we have tornadoes out there. And look and see what's going on out there. And you're going to find out. You don't see a lot of it yet. It's a lot more to come. You see, if they think tornadoes are just something they can go and rebuild and stuff like that, it's going to get to, you're not going to get a chance to rebuild. You're not going to get a chance to rebuild nothing. Okay? For all these old bunch of nasty slackness that you have done to us, we have hope in something. And if you think that, okay, you're going to get it just as it always be, no, it's not going to go like that. And I'm telling these people, get out and go back where you come from. Because you may find life a lot better where you come from. Now, I am telling you that I ain't smoking anything. And I'm not drinking anything to be drunk. I'm telling you, white people do not have a chance that was ever offered to them to be among us. In the World History Textbook, they are Europeans, and that's where they must stay. Yes, it is because they wander out of where they stay and bump into our people when the problem began with us. Until today, we are lower being than them. It's not in an equality. White people will never be superior to African people, no matter how dumb we become. It is the species that matters. We are wise sapien, and they are hominid, bipedal hominid primates. It doesn't matter what they do or what they say, that's what they are in identity. Okay? They are going to get out of our territory. And if they think that they have something powerful enough to keep them here, well, we're going to find out. We are going to find out, because they have guns and bombs and all this kind of stuff. And they behave like everything they have, they made it. They created it. And I know better than that. They haven't made anything. They don't have anything, a patent of anything that is stamped European. Right. They don't have anything that shows European before time began. They've been around millions of years. Where is their patent with anything mark Europe? Where? They don't have anything. These fucking nasty, stinking white people have the guts to put AD and Adamani, something that they have from the Western world, and call it European. You see what I mean? All right. But the last thing I'm saying in this breath is that, and I'm coming back to what I want to show you about what they did over 4,000 years on us. Okay? And I'm trying to show you that our brain has lost our proper faculty. No matter what you say we're doing, you could even make computer, but the result really shows that, yes, you can have education and do a lot of courses and pass it, yes. But there is vital part of our brain that we have lost. Okay? Because, yeah, you are educated. And when you get a job in any esoterical field, you're not going to get the right pay. Because of these sodomized white people and the half-educated one, them we can't read and equip like you, they're going to pay them more money than they pay you with the quality knowledge. That's what we are under now. White people don't have to do nothing to be wealthy. They just need to be white skinned. Okay? So what I'm trying to tell you, they haven't, as far as I can see, they haven't met the right African person yet. Because all the people them that we have, Martin Luther King and the Jesse Jackson, the all of them that there, even this guy, he's not even trying. Pitiful. Guys we have in the government in Washington. You have a guy there named Neil Ketyal. I don't think he is a European. He looks like he is an hybrid person to me. The guy named D.A. Alvin Bragg, that is up there, he's doing something, but he is still not making it, because somebody with his level of education, he should done use the right historic logic and move these white people out, because it don't take a lot to move them out. If you're going under AD and Adamani, you can't fight with them, no, because they have made up a system that don't belong to civilized system. And if you are wanting to use their system, they're going to beat you at it. You don't do that. The way we are operating now is like, you know, that's the only system that we're looking at. These people's system is the only system. And the Bible and everything that crowd around, we lose our sense there. And that's the thing that is hindering us. I'm sure that a person that even do fifth grade and can read, if they are exposed to the right information, they could move the white people in from out of office. All of the military and stuff like that, that don't mean anything. That does not mean anything about we getting them out, because all we need is the fact. What is government? What is civilization? And they don't have none of that. I mean, absolutely nothing. How do they use the Bible as authority? The Bible is not no authority. It's just something they use from their fucking ass inspiration. That's all there is to that. And it is because we have not been able to go forward with what is needed to go forward. They take over from us. But we had ample time over the years to remove them, and we don't make those efforts. We're talking all kind of thing that we're not supposed to talk, and at their level of understanding, they are holding their position, and we have never say or done anything beside yield up to them. That's what we do. But if we were talking what we are supposed to talk, like, I've never heard anybody talk about the emergence of civilization or talk about the end of the Neolithic age and what happened at the Neolithic age with the Bronze Age and everything. I don't hear none of it when people talk about it.
You see, and what we must talk to show force, to show force. I'm not talking about their constitutional amendment, weapons and all that kind of stuff. That's not what I'm talking about. Okay, because the way to get to and from is a knowledge of where you live and where you work and what takes you back and forth. It's your knowledge. It's not your belief, right? So talk about knowledge. Knowledge, where we're coming from, is where is our footprint? Our footprint is in, like, the end of the Neolithic age, between 4,000 and 3,000 BC. Where new development began to affect Neolithic towns in some areas. The use of metal mark a new level of human, not hominid, not them. They are not written into this world is a textbook. This textbook here is not a Bible. It's not a Jesus Christ. And not a Heidi Anadamani history book. History is a record of the past. And these white people don't have nothing record of the past that say they are any product. They are not product of civilization. They are not product of kingship laws. They are not product of anything concerning the Elohim that came to earth as immortal gods and set up the system on earth. These faggots, they are stinking idiots. We don't owe them anything. They need to get off our premises right now. Right now. You see? Because first of all, they couldn't tell you anything about Jesus if you begin to tell them about get off your land. And that's what we supposed to tell them. Get off our land. They can't cite nothing in the Bible and tell you Jesus say, because Jesus is nothing. He's not a character. Jesus is a sodomite character that they are using against us. Why are we accepting that this Jesus story can become an authority? When I tell you that our brain is not working and we just about using 10% of our brain, it's not far-fetched. It is just not far-fetched. I'm telling you, everything that he said about human being, no, they are turning it off into themselves and call themselves Homo erectus. That's what these white people are calling themselves. Pretty soon, if we don't do nothing to it, we will be nothing. We African people will be nothing if we don't do anything to it. Because all our people are doing is going out there and try to be, get some learning that could give you a job into the Senate they have there. That's not the way we are supposed to be going at all. We have our government all set. We don't need to go nowhere to go graduate to run our government. It's not to say we don't have... need education to run our government. That's not what I'm saying. But where are we going with accepting a job with A.D. Anadamani? And A.D. Anadamani don't connect to kingship government that is here thousands of years ago. And the king's laws are still on the books. A civilized law. They are the federal government is not civilized law. No, they use A.D. Anadamani 1220 A.D. to kill African people and take away what they have and force you to be Christian. You see, the reason why they're not, forcing us to be Christian today is because we are accepting Jesus' idiocy without any problem. You see what I mean? so and whatever other things may be working against them, why they may not be able to come back with that habit, although they have the law there. But that law is there. They just go to Gaddafi the other day and kill Gaddafi when Gaddafi was not doing anything unrighteous. He was doing something good. And they decide to kill him because they have the policy and they're working on the ground. They're working on the ground. And we are supporting it because Colin Powell worked with Bush to kill Saddam Hussein and poison our mind against Saddam Hussein. You see what I mean? And Saddam Hussein is an African, okay? He and what did he do? They are the one who's come telling lies, just like they tell lies on Kim Jong-un. You see? They are the one who's stealing and doing all of these equity all over the world, day and night. And they want to talk about Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un is not a fucking ass man. He's not. And why they are using us against our own people. And we never start anything and get sour. They are the one who come and get us sour. All right? So what I'm telling you, if you're not serious about it, well, I tell you what, they are the remnant of us that are serious about it. The truth is the truth. And if you're afraid of white people going to kill you, well, let them kill you. Because, of course, there should be some guardian around you if you're really, really thinking and living the truth. They're not supposed to come up around and they know anywhere they touch you, they're going to catch a fire. If they fool around you and you're a solid, sound person, you're clean. No, you're not the one they're going to kill. They're going to kill themselves. See, they start killing themselves. Ukraine and Russia, they're killing each other. You know, there was the time they were killing us. You like to see them try killing us now? Well, they may be killing a few out there or stuff like that. But you know what? The pressure is on. And pretty soon, they're going to find out that, you know what? They're nothing more than nasty fucking ass. Primates. That's what they are. Now, anytime they know that, it's a different story. What they do to us, walking over our cities, growth of government, the role of religion, and it shows the gods are our connection, not sodomite fucking ass idiot them. Let them go fuck each other where they come from. Don't bring it here deliberately trying to get us to fuck asshole. Who tell them that we want to fuck asshole? Who tell white people we want to fuck asshole? We don't. But they tell themselves that they want us to fuck asshole. And I'm saying, you know what? Step out of our land and go back to where you come from. Okay? Because nothing they have, they don't need to look back because nothing they're leaving behind is theirs. Everything they say is theirs, it belongs to us. Unequivocally us. They think they have power because we give power to them. I tell you what, it's the wrong people give power to them. Not me. Not some of us here. So I am trying to tell you, 4,000 years ago, Ken Spiro wrote what they did to us. You see? And it can show that, yeah, 100,000 years ago, we were affected by them in the worst negative way. We are here trying to make a life, and they come here and they're going to say they're taking over from us and they're going to control us with AD. And they make up all kind of these things gradually. And Africa never like tell them, say, no, you cannot do that. No. no protection from Africa government or any other kingdom, because these white people stuff them up and knock the brain off and realize that we don't have no sense anymore, and they're gonna use their frog sense, their primate sense, and they're gonna control us with primate sense, because that's what they have, right? And the little blood that they got from our people mixed with for them blood, this is what it teaches them to do, to kill us and to decide that they are greater people than us. Well, it's not going to happen, because that none of it is true. A.D. and Adam and he can't buy candy. But I tell you what, somebody could make you pay, $1 billion for something that really don't value nothing, because you think it value it, you buy it. And therefore, that's what they're playing with us. A.D. and Adam and he doesn't come from anything that is currency. And no governmental connection to anything that they call government. Nothing. They're only wrongly emulating some things that they have learned from us. And it is in the world, it's a textbook. Right? So we're not into no body business here. The thing is here, listen, we have to purge our culture from these white people, because them and their whole bunch of disease have killed off so many generations of us. We don't have no joke, no. They better go out, okay? Rather than hope they believe that they have a lot of prospect to go. No, get out. Because it's the closer the God is going to come with what they have to offer to the settlement of all this old bunch of nasty old world, antagonism and all those plagues that comes with these white people. Look at them, and we fail to stand up. Not again. Listen what they did to us and write it in a book. He admit the fraud. As far as I'm concerned, they admit to the fraud. And you know, I almost missed this book because it was around. I looked at it. I never pay much of attention to it until something tell me I should pay some attention. And I came down to this part. I didn't read it all. But this portion, it gets to me, right? And I'm going to read it to you. Chapter 31, conclusion, part 5. They're going to tell you exactly what they do to us. And think of it now. They're so smart to come out and put it in a book without any thought, I don't suppose, that someday we would come along and read it and see something different. These faggots only have so much sense, right? So we find out, and I'm reading it to you. So, there we have the intricate historical process whereby a tiny fragment of humanity, remember, humanity and all them hominid primates, we are humanity, we African hybrid people. So they are saying we have developed, a tiny fragment of humanity was able to exert. That's the impact. And that is not Jews, but they're calling themselves Jews. You hear me? When they talk about, the Jewish impact and civilization. They calling themselves Jews. When you hear they read Jews, impact. It's their impact they are talking about. And our civilization, we brought civilization to the Western world. We Africans. Nobody else had civilization but the gods who gave it to us, and we spread it all over the world. We human beings, not them. But now they want the world to think it's them. So when they write this book and they are using the code Jewish, remember, 2,000 years ago, they call us Jews, and they said Jesus was a Jew. That time they weren't showing any picture of a European white primates. They weren't showing that, but now they do, because they find out what? Our brain gone much, much more in the dark, and we're not realizing the essence of what is going on. So that's why they come up now, they're going to make love to marry man and man. They find out that we have lowered, our senses are lowered down to where it don't matter to us if man or fuck man. That's what they think about us ivory people today. But they don't know something else is wrong. They are perceiving us wrong, because just as though they don't know we would come and read this book one day, they're not thinking that we are seeing things we're not supposed to see. All right, here I am reading this now. He says, tiny fragment of humanity was able, calling themselves human. Right here, they're calling themselves human. That a tiny fraction of humanity was able to exert. Oh, applause for them, right? They are exerting. And they have the proof to prove that they are doing it to us and we're not finding out. To exert such a formidable, you hear that? Yeah, they are exerting such a formidable influence on the development of world civilization. All right, who was developing as a civilization? Us, not them. They don't have nothing to do with civilization. All right. Let's go on. To understand this process, we have examined the last 4,000 years of the religious and political evolution of the West. You talk about who came to the West first. It's us. You see that? We came to the world to the West first, because that's where we were headed when them throw their poison on us and disfigure our brain. So we come here, and all the years, we are growing into a lunatic and useless, as I say it to you. If you don't think that's the case, it's up to you. But I see me grow up in exactly an experience where I was losing proper senses. And what I was doing, but it didn't lift me up. I have a lot of mental problems. And we suffer from their diseases and stuff like that. We never have those. You study and see whether anything was wrong with us 100,000 years before we left Africa. Now we are 200,000 years old, right? And now look at us. We fall apart. Africa fall apart. Everywhere fall apart. All right. So it goes on. So in the West, 4,000 years, that is the place that we left and came and settled down. And look at what happened to us here. To show you that we would never yield to them with the foolishness that they are doing. But to show you that our brain gone over the 100,000 years, all our generation come and heb. Your brain heb. All right. We saw initial, gradual, and subtle effects of Abraham's profound discovery. Who make that discovery? Them sodomite fucking ass thinkers. That's what they are talking about. Because that's what they write in the Bible, and I want you to read you a couple verses from Genesis. Right? See the kind of stuff that they use on us? They are using they are using things from history and write it in a Bible to make it seem like it's all true. All right? So we in the West now, with our brain not working, they come in with this concept about Abraham, the first human being to find God. And nothing don't go like that. Now, you think that you believe these things in the Bible. And what kind of person are you? Right? Were you like 100,000 years in Africa? No, nothing was wrong. We are healthy and well. And now we are in the West now, and our brain is gone. Our brain is gone. And here it is. He's telling us that we saw the initial, gradual, and subtle effects of Abraham's profound discovery of one God. Lie number one that led to the birth of monotheism. You see? Yeah. So don't you know now about monotheism, Abraham's God? One God? Yes. You see? So he's telling us what they do. Birth of monotheism and Judaism. So right away, you see these two church institutions. We saw the astonishing and dramatic spread of monotheism worldwide via Christianity and Islam. You see that? That's what he wrote. Now, I don't know whether or not you want to, like, take that to heart. But I'm going to just give you this other little portion in the Bible where they are telling us Abraham in the Bible. This is Genesis 12. Now, the Lord had said unto Abraham, get you out of the out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show you. Now, this sounds like something real. I grew up and reading this, and it always sounds like a truth because nobody don't tell me anything else. I will make you a great nation. So this is after God called to Abraham from the sky, right? Nothing at all exists like what they are saying in here, but it sounds convincing when you don't know anything. And for our brain, that is, Lord, we don't understand. All right, so I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless you, and cause him that curseth you, and curse him that curse you. And in these shall all families of the earth be blessed. And Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him, and Abraham was 70. So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. Lot went with God, and Abraham, I see. Lot went with Abraham, okay. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. All right, so it goes on now from here until about, all these chapters are covering the same issue, relationship between God and Abraham. So you think it's from the sky they are talking, right? But Lot was with Abraham, and now it's going to go on to where God is going, I think Genesis 22, where it's going to show you that God is going to test Abraham to see if he really trusts in God, right? This is all a folly, you know. It's foolishness. But look at the way the time they spend to write this scripture, and nothing don't go so. White people are demons. Demons in white people. Because they write these things and they are not true. I prove in so many, many different sources what they are writing here is a false, what you call it, you know, they just conjure up these things. You see? It's conjugation. And they say now, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham. Why would a God that knows all things tempt a man like Abraham? It doesn't make any sense. And said, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah. So he gonna tell Abraham to go make a fire and kill his son. Offer his son to God. And nothing don't go that. You can read it now, my friend, Genesis 12 to 22, and see where it leads you. What I'm trying to tell you is that what we are into here today is something that we must get out of it. All right? I think deep... I think deep, depressed mind. No, that's not what I said. Yeah? I think in deep, depressed mind that uncivilized sodomy culture, AD, go dust now. I think deep, depressed mind that uncivilized sodomy culture AD go dust now. So AD Anadamani is going to the dust. Counting the dead. This is what white people do to us. Remember, we never go to Europe to offend, to do anything to white people. You call them white people, right? They are the hominid species, right? And whatever condition it is that brought them here, it is all in history for us to read and know where these slimy faggots, homosexual, come from with this kind of a plague on us. Okay? They want us to consider that they are heroes and they are this and that. We are to be blamed for that, and we must know, well, we weren't able to defend ourselves when all these things come upon us. All right. Now is the time to get out of it. Right? Let's see how well we're going to get out of it. Or you want to stay underneath them, and they are your boss. They are the ones that is ruling over you now. No, they don't have what it takes to rule over us. It's just that we are under the fake aid that they are using. Now, we're not under it anymore because we know the truth. I sit here and I'm telling you, and if you feel like what I'm saying is not helping you, well, you can go on, because it's the road that perish that believes the lie. I have the truth in here that you don't see anybody is even trying to ever stop me from going forth and, you know, express these things. Nobody is calling me to say, no, wait a minute. Nobody's not doing that, because they know, you know what? This person here, I am not about to, like, skylark. We have that word, skylarking. No, I am not. I don't have no skylarking in me. I mean, this is solid, what they call it, an errand. This is an errand for me. Because since my parents were not telling me, and nobody else in church wasn't telling me, well, must be a reason why I come to find understanding here, and here I dwell. All right. Counting the dead is who they kill, and it's us they kill. And they are here like they are government, right? Yeah. And they come here, and this is what they do. And you tell me, if we would be in our mind to know better and allow them to be here, not just in America, but every place else. These fucking ass people are Bible trying to teach us to fuck assholes. That's what they are doing. They need to get the message. Get out. Because it's not going to be anything else. And then the tornadoes will come and show them that they don't have any place else to live. They're going to want to rebuild again. Well, we're getting down to the point now where you won't be allowing a chance to rebuild nothing. Okay? Those days are over. It means that you are going to go back to that place where you learned to fuck asshole real good. Go back there. That's what I'm telling you. Okay? Now, estimating the loss of life in the indigenous Holocaust, our Holocaust that they mince us up into. 1492 presents David Michael Smith, University Houston, downtown. During the past century, researchers have learned a great deal about the nature and scope of what Russell Thornton has called the demographic collapse. I'm telling you, these people come to kill us and to force us to fuck us all. Yeah, demographic collapse of the indigenous people, we African hybrid people. Yeah, we are having demographic collapse. Population, indigenous population in the Western Hemisphere. You hear what I just told you? Where they come and begin to kill us in the Western Hemisphere. Where we come and was here thousands of years before they invaded us here. Hemisphere after 1492. In addition to the deadly impact of diseases, wars, and genocide, Thornton has emphasized that many indigenous nations in what is today the United States were removed, relocated, dispersed, concentrated or forced to migrate at least once after contact with Europeans. That mean what? They must have gotten the disease, right? Once you contact, you have to relocate. I guess it's to spread the germs, okay, with Europeans and Americans. You see what I mean? They call themselves Americans and Europeans. And he has observed that forced removal of over 100,000 indigenous people to areas west of Mississippi River during the first half of the 19th century directly resulted in significant loss of life. Moreover, such removal and relocations destroyed indigenous peoples. Destroy indigenous people's ways of life, which resulted in substantial additional loss of life. Other devastating assaults on these ways of life included the Spanish mission in California, Florida, and Texas. The U.S. government's attempt to make Plains Indians into cattle ranchers and Southern Indians into American farmers. Efforts by churches and governments to undermine Indian religious, governmental, and kingship system. Our kingship system. And you just think that we allow and could not put up a resistance against these faggots, okay? We couldn't. So you think that we didn't do them anything. We didn't find them. We weren't wandering around and find them, but they knew where to find us. Yeah. All right. The often deliberate destructions of flora and fauna that American Indians use for food and other purposes. The near extinction of the buffalo, widespread starvation and malnutrition, the deliberate, the deleterious
effect of forced labor. Alcoholism, demoralization, and despair. Declining fertility, other factors also contributed to the indigenous Holocaust, as remarked earlier. And my friends, that's about what I have on this section. There was something else. Yeah. Listen, when you think of these white people chase us from Europe to the Western world, how far do you think that is? About some 6,000 miles or so, right? We don't do them. But yet still we're reading about Holocaust and all these different things that they do us, and they're behaving like it's all good. They come here and conquer us. And I'll be sitting here talking, and they'll cut off my mic because they don't want what I am saying to go out to the rest of the world. You. I don't take that lightly. I don't take that lightly. And you know, I want some retribution, you know, from the gods for these people and what they still continue to do, because they can't fool their gut enough yet. Okay? They cannot fool their gut. We were not able to do anything about it. No, we can, because guess what? We never say, thank the Lord for helping us. But now I am. I am saying it loud that the gods are our creator. And the sources are true. And the evidence are true. I don't see nobody else talking something else. People talking a lot of nonsense, but they are not like condemning that the gods don't exist. They're not saying that. So I know what I am saying, and who laughs best, right? And now we have what to say. We have the condemnation on them. Right? They attack us and they kill us. They behave like, oh, we are done for. We are not done. I'm telling you to get out. And if you think that I'm joking and it's not for real, you're going to find out. Listen, these fucking stinking fly-blowing white people, this is what they do during their time when, I'm telling you, they're killing us. This is how they do it. For example, find this article titled The Puritan Christian Agenda. You can find it. Google it. The Puritan Christian Agenda. That's where you can find this portion of what I am reading to you now, telling you about these it's not jackass, they are, you know, monkeys. That's what white people are coming from, and that's the way they treat strangers like us who don't do them anything. And I'm saying, but wait a minute now. How do we accept that they are here, say they are ruling us? You know what I mean? How do we accept that they are ruling us, and we are not? All of what we are talking, we are not telling these people who they are. We are talking all kind of other something. And these people are not even paying us any attention. Now, this is what they did. For example, the Puritan massacre of the Pequot Indian tribe on May 26, 1637, and again, 6 weeks later, again on July 14, 1637, were deemed by the Puritans to be directed from God.
two types of killing they did 6 weeks apart. Okay? Massacre. It was a massacre. It wasn't two people. Okay? Now, you think this is just one of the many things over the years that these people do over about 400 years. Now, it goes on to say, Captain John Mason declared, God laughed his enemies and the enemies of his people to scorn, making them as a fiery oven. Imagine all these things we go through and we didn't do them anything. Hello. He says that, thus did the Lord judge among the heathen, filling the place with dead bodies. Imagine that. It says, converting the pagans for God was acceptable to the Puritans, but killing the pagans for the Lord was also acceptable. And my friends, that's about all I have here, and hope that you do something with the information. Listen, this is my life, and I'm living it. These white people are not going to stay into our territory. As long as I am alive, they are going to go back where they come from. It doesn't matter what program or what they have doing, they're going to take their fucking asshole and with their freaking nasty brain and go back where they come from. And not unless the gods don't hear anything that I say. But you know what? I'm looking forward to see reward. The fact that I am able to see, and I'm not keeping it hush-hush, these faggots got to go. They got to go. Because we have all the power up there. We have all the power up there. Much more. And these tornadoes are fabulous. I mean, you watch them go to work. And you know what? If they don't want to get out, I know what is going to take them out. And my friends, you take good care of yourself. Let's see what I can do here.
Thank you.